There came up a lass from a country town, intending to live in the city, in steeple crown hat and paragon gown, who thought herself wondrous pretty. Her petticoat serge, her stockings were green, her smock was cut out of a sheet, sir, and under it something was not to be seen, but that here I dare not repeat, sir. With joyful heart and a pretty full purse, she came to the city of London, little expecting to meet with a curse, by which she should quickly be undone. She had not been here a fortnight in town, ere a Pricklouse began for to woo her, who quickly made bold for to rumble her gown, and take up her petticoat too, sir. It was in the season of cucumber time, when tailors were sharp as their needles, when 90 were scarce full as weighty as 9, their bodies were grown so feeble. When their first progress was every day to their chapel of ease in the field, sir, they kneel down in clusters and heartily pray their stomachs may go to the deal, sir. But you shall hear how he served the wench, who thought he would never be fickle. He soon made her belly as plump as a tench, that her gown it was grown too little. He hid her one day she should keep in her bed, and sent him her gown to be altered, and he would enlarge it and fit her, he said, but now you shall hear how he faltered. But when he had got all her clothes in his hand, he quitted his country baggage, and run from his lodging which was in the Strand, thus cleverly rubbed with his cabbage, and left the poor wench in such a sad state, who hardly believed he would fail her, till 3 or 4 days she had spent at this rate, then cursed the sad rogue of a tailor. Therefore, all maidens, you'd best have a care when first you come up to the city, for tailors and other such sharpers there are will strive if they can to outwit ye. And after they tell ye you're pretty and fair, though with all protestations they woo ye, if once you but let them come in for a share, you'll find they will quickly undo ye.